This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Whether it be a camp or a baseball league, there are hundreds of summer programs in the Coulee region that cater to kids. And while the programming in the summer may be more physical or geared towards fun activities that children experience differently throughout the school year, that doesn't mean they aren't learning something in the process. Joining us to talk about the importance of summer youth programs for children are Christine Posey, the Director of Girl Leadership for the Girl Scouts of Wisconsin Badgerland Council, and Mike Desmond, the Executive Director of the Boys and Girls Club of Greater La Crosse. Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis asked Mike Desmond what some of the favorite summer programs at the Boys and Girls Club are.
Well, I think in the summer, we focus on three areas: academics, and again, that isn't quite as intense during the summer; character and leadership development, which is a lot of mentoring programs, individual mentoring programs. And then healthy lifestyles is obviously the biggest one, where we, again, get kids active. I think the highlight of the summer, though, is really the theme weeks and the field trips that we take. Again, Mount Olympus is this week. There's Lake Wazee, Devil's Lake, Perot State Park, Madison Zoo. All sorts of things like that. I think the best thing, though, is at the end of the summer, to kind of celebrate that healthy lifestyle thing, we have a Club Olympics, and we hold it right out here at UWL at the stadium, and our three major clubs all wear different T-shirts and compete against each other in a variety of games and sports and things like that. And again, it's all fun, but it's designed to teach kids to have an active lifestyle and not just sit behind a computer screen or in front of a TV all day.
Christine, what about the Girl Scouts? Do you provide more programming in the summer, and what are some of the favorites for the girls? I assume the camps are very popular.
We actually offer, just right there in your area at Campy Howie, we have over 52 programs for girls and parents, so a lot higher occurrence of programs during the summer months, and they happen on all days of the week. Some of the most popular ones are programs like Camp Nibbler, where that's one of the ones where girls can come out for just a single overnight. Me and My Gal and My Guy and I are ones for an adult. It doesn't have to be father or mother. It can be a special adult male like grandpa or uncle or grandma or Aunt Susie. Everybody can come out and really experience camp together and get a taste of what it's like to go away to camp, where girls can build that independence. Girls just have a great time coming out to camp. They build their own skills, have the opportunity to be independent, which there's not a lot of that on their own, where it's guided by the adults in a safe environment, and yet girls get to experience things, try things they might not get to try at home, and of course be in the out of doors and experience what that's like and unplug for a little while from the technology. Some of the other ones we have that our girls are really excited about are Camp Confidence, where girls get to test out challenges and challenge themselves in the out of doors. We also have a program called Yummy Art, where girls are creating in the kitchen and creating edible artwork, which will be very exciting. And we also have, one of the things is that Girl Scouts nationally just did a whole entire study on the outdoor experience for girls, and we were definitely not surprised to see that the girls who experience the outdoors as a child have personal growth and empowerment. They try new things, they learn to overcome their fears, and learn about teamwork and leadership skills.
I'm not sure if there are studies that show the impact of summertime programming on kids, but I assume these summer programs do have a big impact on kids and families as well.
All the research from Boys and Girls Club of America tells us this, and that is, to the degree that you can develop meaningful relationships with kids, all of the risk factors begin to decrease extensively. And the amount of positive behavior, like Christine was talking about, in terms of building self-confidence and independence and making good decisions and all those kinds of things, increase. Whether it's going to a camp out at Campy Howie, or even something as simple as going down to the Dells with a bunch of kids with a staff member, to the degree in which those relationships can be developed, all the research shows that kids just do better the more positive relationships they have in their life. And that's, in essence, what all these programs do.
Christine, if the Girl Scouts of America track this as well?
Yes, they actually just recently did an entire study that, about the benefits of outdoor experiences, specifically for girls, because we are a girl-serving organization. So they targeted and looked at girls, and not just Girl Scouts, but girls all over the U.S., and what they found was that through an outdoor experience like girls get in Girl Scouts, nearly three-quarters, about 72% of girls improved the skill, 48% helped other girls do an outdoor activity, and they found that they actually enjoy it a lot. That's one thing. I know there can be a perception that girls don't like being in the out of doors, and it's clear that they really enjoy it. There's two-thirds, 62% of them, enjoyed their outdoor experiences they participate in, and camping was one of the most memorable outdoor activities for girls. It's a great opportunity for girls to have fun with other people, building friendships and strengthening friendships, and also interacting with the natural world.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio La Crosse. I'm John Davis, and we are talking about the importance of summer youth programs with our guest, Boys and Girls Club of the Greater La Crosse Area, Executive Director Mike Desmond, and Christine Posey, who is Director of Girl Leadership for the Girl Scouts of Wisconsin Badgerlin Council. The poverty rate is quite high for families in the upper Midwest, but in general terms, I think the poverty rate is higher than most people would like to see it be. Are summer programs important just to make sure that kids are being fed, Mike?
You know, again, in the summer, we open at 7 a.m. A special program for the families that are a lot of single-parent families. They have to get to work. They don't have a lot of options for their children. They don't want to leave their kids home alone. And in that case, we feed them breakfast. We feed them lunch. And then, of course, they get an afternoon snack before their parents pick them up. So that's probably been the biggest area of improvement for us, and a concern for us, is the number of kids that were going home hungry and tell us that their afternoon snack that they get at the Boys and Girls Club is dinner for them. So we, with the help of some great businesses in La Crosse, we've been able to beef that up and provide kids a healthier meal. We're working with the school district on that. We work with Quick Trip on that. But a growing concern. In some of the neighborhoods we serve, it's 70% of the kids are on free and reduced lunch.
Are you doing that year-round as well? I know.
Yes, we
after are. School programming is very important.
Right. What we did is we still give them an afternoon snack, and then we stay open at night for the teens, which is middle school on up, and we provide them a meal. We actually cook a meal, and it's kind of neat because you get the kids help and prepare the meal and so forth. But that's obviously a growing concern in our community, is kids being fed.
What are the funding challenges for the Girl Scouts and the Boys and Girls Clubs? And what kinds of challenges do those pose in the summertime, Christine?
I'd say funding for our girls is, of course, we definitely need all the support that we can get because we are, of course, an organization that's serving our youth. One of the things that we look to do to try it is we also try to help people to understand we provide camperships to girls. So if they are a member of our organization, they can apply for a campership to receive partial or up to full support in order to go to camp during the summer months and receive that as an opportunity. We also have the opportunity, and I believe this is unique to Girl Scouts, but our cookie sales go to a lot more than just, you know, what people take home and eat the cookies. That is what a girl can use funds that she earns through the cookie sale to support her program, whether that's going to camp or another program throughout the year, or we have even girls who go across the country, that they use those funds they earn through selling cookies to be able to support their own experience. So even if their family can't afford for them to go to camp during the summer months, they can still help support it, and then that combining that with a campership, they're usually able to go without necessarily their family having to take any money out of their own pockets for groceries or whatever else that they may need as a family.
Mike,
our funding challenges are, I think, in some ways unique because Boys and Girls Clubs are, by philosophy, located in the areas of most need in a community, the areas of highest poverty. So It's our philosophy not to try to balance our budget on the backs of kids or families in that neighborhood. So we charge $20 for a yearly membership. We have 40% of the kids that can't pay that even. We get a portion of that or whatever. It costs us maybe $400 per kid per year, so you can see the gap. And that's all pretty much privately supported by the generosity of people in this community, simple as that. Individuals, businesses, the United Way. If there wasn't no United Way, if there wasn't the generosity that we experience here in La Crosse, there would be no Boys and Girls Club. We're not a government-sponsored agency. So we get our mission out there. We tell them what we're trying to do, and we've just been very, very fortunate that the people of La Crosse have supported the Boys and Girls Club for so many years.
And you've been able to expand quite a bit in recent years as well to other communities and offering different types of programs. And does that speak to community support? It couldn't be done without it, could it?
It cannot be done without it. And, you know, we have six sites now in the La Crosse area, two outside of the actual city of La Crosse, one in a big club in West Salem and a smaller club in La Crescent. And I think that's going to be the trend as, again, people in the outlying areas, those kids face the same risk factors as kids do in the city of La Crosse. And we're wearing blinders if we think that that doesn't exist. Those kind of challenges don't exist in the outlying areas as well. So we will probably continue to expand. I know we're going to expand our teen services and our teen room here in La Crosse itself. But again, I look at it this way. When I see 50, 100 teens walking in our building, I think that's a good thing. They've made a good choice.
Christine, how have the numbers been with the Girl Scouts? Are they holding steady? Or are you increasing the numbers of girls or seeing a decline?
Overall, this year we have seen a small decline. However, we are looking at what we are doing in order to increase people's awareness, like in this situation, of what we do, the importance of what girls can get through Girl Scouting, whether it's through Girl Scout camp or also through, again, we've talked about cookies and how girls can support their own experience. We, too, have a $25 membership fee per year, and we also provide support for that if girls can't afford that. But again, we also provide plenty of opportunities for girls to have experiences that they can support and that their families can support without money out of their own pockets. We also want to help people to understand and see the value of Girl Scouting. You know, we are a 102-year-old organization, and we're very proud of that. And we are started because our founder wanted to teach young women independent skills. She looked around, and this was before women could even vote, and said, girls need to know how to balance a checkbook. They need to know how to handle their money. And we still to this day follow that mission of trying to provide girls experiences and opportunity to help them grow and develop as young women. So when they become adults, they can be women, whether they're independent or married or decide to travel the world, wherever they go, whatever they do, they will have skills to support their experiences well into adulthood.
Christine, what would girls do without the Girl Scout program?
Gosh, that makes me kind of sad to think about. Girls today, I say that as Girl Scouts, we have been part of developing the world that we are in today. As I just said, we were founded in 1912, and we've been here all this time. And all this time, from the start with Juliet Gordon Lowe to now, girls have, through Girl Scouting, learned what they can achieve and what they can do. And because of that, and because of girls' eyes opening, they now know they can be a scientist. They can be an astronaut. They can be president. They can be whatever they choose. And they know that because throughout the length of our organization, girls have learned that they can stand up and be independent and to look out at the world and know what they can achieve and to be courageous and strong. So that is definitely what we know that girls will do. If Girl Scouting didn't exist and if Girl Scouts weren't here, I don't know, to be honest, what part, where that would fill in. I know that girls would know that these opportunities exist, but the world that we have developed to this day is, I believe, partly because of all the many women who have come through Girl Scouting and become leaders in our world.
Now, both of you have talked a little bit about this, but I know there's an emphasis on fun in the summer was a lot of these programs, but there is a lot of learning that goes on as well. Is there not, Christine?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our programming always has a learning component to it. Like you said, the fun covers everything, and even as the girls are learning, they are having an absolutely great time because we do programs in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. We do wellness programs. We offer programs where girls will build their skills as well as learn more about themselves. And so we want the girls to learn and to know what they can do for Wisconsin. We also have, as an experience, we have outcomes that we incorporate into everything that we do. We have 15 outcomes that we work into all of our programming. And so that girls, we know that they're getting these outcomes as part of what they do with the ultimate long-term outcome of building girls of courage, confidence, and character.
Is there anything either of you two would like to add to the discussion?
Well, I'd like to talk about our Camp Send a Kid. How many years has that been going on, Christine? Do you know?
Oh, goodness, I don't. Over
Before
a decade, I believe,
yeah.
If not more.
Anyhow, through the graciousness of the Girl Scouts who host this at Campy Howie, we have formed our own 501(c), which is really a collaboration between the Girl Scouts, the Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA, and a couple other youth-serving organizations. And we offer a camp experience for those, I guess, at-risk kids, kids that may be living in poverty, kids that might not normally have a camp experience, and so on and so forth. So it's been, again, a great collaboration between a lot of organizations that serve youth. The La Crosse Tribune has spearheaded this program for years, has helped raise money for this program for years. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Christine, I think there's about 75 kids every summer that go to the camp. And you could speak more to the actual camp itself.
It's about 75. There is an application process that the campers go through to be selected. And we do have kids who return after a couple of years, year after year. It runs the gamut, the programming, each year, and sometimes it varies from year to year, where kids get to go swimming in our pool. They go creek hopping down at Crystal Creek. They also get to do the traditional camp activities like arts and crafts. But they also have some really neat things. I know in the past we've had the Life Flight land right there at Campy Howie, and kids get to actually see that right in person.
Christine Posey is the Director of Girl Leadership for the Girl Scouts of Wisconsin Badgerland Council, and Mike Desmond is the Executive Director of the Boys and Girls Club of Greater La Crosse. They spoke with Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis about the benefits of summer youth programs. People have until tomorrow to register for Camp Send a Kid, which will be held August 17th through the 21st at Camp Ihaui near Mindoro. There is no cost for children who go to Camp Send a Kid. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Mary Mian Strube, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. If you missed part of today's show, you can find the audio archives at wpr.org/newsmakers. You'll also find a link to the Girl Scouts and the Boys and Girls Club. Our site also has archives of other recent editions of Newsmakers, and if you'd like to share comments or make a suggestion for a future show, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/newsmakers. For updates on future shows, photos, and links to our archives, like us on Facebook at WPR Newsmakers.